Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
John Fenderson is technical product manager for Bayer's Westbred Wheat Division, and he says Westbred is dedicated to providing wheat producers the highest quality genetics when it comes to the seed they plant.
We've tried to raise the bar, Ron, on our wheat varieties and really push genetic gain. Our growers continually tell us, provide us the genetic potential, and we'll try to manage the rest of it. So we've really tried to push the envelope on that. And so we feel like we've got the highest yielding genetics in the marketplace today. And certified seed only is a new concept for the Southern Plains, and it's something that growers have to kind of get used to, and it's a little bit of shock to them initially. We feel like that long term that's going to be so very important to make sure that wheat genetics keep up with the investments that are going on in other crops.
Thanks, John. Learn more about Westbred high-yielding varieties at westbred.com.
The cattle futures today were a little bit higher, steady to higher on the feeder cattle. The October is unchanged at 134.50. November's up 60, 131.37. January's up 32 at 127.02. And then March up 20, 27.10. April up 20. But pretty quiet day following a few days of pretty high volatility. The live cattle were 30 to 60 lower, with October down 37 at 103.75. December's down 60 at 104.85. In February, down 30 at 108.35. Technically speaking here, the feeder cattle went all the way down to about a 61.8% retracement, 127.87 in the November. We did become a little bit oversold, which has sort of corrected itself after yesterday's reversal. Got down just below 25 on the relative strength index before today's closing it right at 30. So I guess it's technically not oversold because RSI is no longer below that 25 level. And then the December live cattle at 104.85 are still significantly below their moving averages. And yesterday we had a reversal kind of followed through today with a little bit higher trade overall. It was at least not making new lows. So that was a little bit friendly.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 22nd, starting at 8 a.m. on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 23,800 head will be on offer, 4,100 yearling steers, 2,600 yearling heifers, 12,600 weaned calves, and more. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Corn futures today were up 2 to 4 cents and making new highs here for this move. December actually 5.25 higher at 414. They've been almost straight up since the middle of August. Back then, about 315. Now we're at 414, so roughly $1 rally in the December corn with very little setback along the way. Beans, similar action here. January beans 1071.5, which was 7.75 cents higher on the day. That is not necessarily a new high because we hit 1077 or so back on October the 9th. So right out there, maybe you'd call that a double top. Today's high at 76.5, within a penny of the previous high. And then the wheats were a little bit lower actually. Kansas City July wheat finished down a penny at 586, but it did make new highs today, so it continues to rally as well. Back in mid-August, that contract was down around 450, and now we're 586, so $1.40 or so rally off of those lows. So across the board strength, cotton even held in there today to be about unchanged at 71 cents, a penny off of the high earlier in the day. And in the stock market, has held in there well. It's up about 43 cents. They're going back and forth on stimulus package, whether or not they can get something done before the election.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.